Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Brachas, Perik Vav. Mishnah Vav. There is a din called Shomea Ka'ayna. If you hear something, it's as if you're answering yourself. Does that mean that one person can make, let's say, the bracha before eating, and everyone else just listens? One person can bench, and everyone else just listens? Let's see our Mishnah. Haya Yoishvin Lechel, says the Mishnah. If people just happen to be sitting in one place, but they didn't do Haseba. Haseba, like by the Seder? Yes. In the times of the Mishnah, an official meal, when people got together, they would sit on like these beds or couches, and they would lean to the side. It was a certain setting that showed you they were like clicked together as a group. But these people are not clicked together as a group. They're just people who happen to be sitting in one place. Haya Yoishvin Lechel, they were just sitting in one place. So, kol echad ve'echad mevarech la'atzma. Each one has to make the bracha before and after the suda for himself. We can't rely on one person being mitzi someone else. Hey, Sebu, but if they were leaning, they took the position, when people sit down to a meal, let's lean back, relax, we're all sitting together. Then echad mevarech la'kulan. One of the people can make the bracha for everyone. Because now they're clicked together as a group. Zakta batanura. If, let's say, one person says to a few other people, Chavra, let's go eat over there together. Nechel nehame beduchta plon. Let's go eat our bread over there in that place. And they all go over to that place, even though they're not sitting behaseba, but here we have a different reason to understand. It's obvious that they're clicked together as a group, and here too, one person can make the bracha for everyone. So either they're heseba, they're reclining, like by the Seder, that shows us they're clicked together. Or we know one person said, come, let's get together to eat. That's when, once again, Echad Mevarach Lekulan, one of the people, can make the bracha for everyone. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Bo Lehem Yayin B'toich HaMazayin. Chevra, sitting and eating, and somebody brings wine. Kol Echad Ve'echad Mevarach La'atzmai. Everyone should make the bracha on the wine for himself. Now, why is this so? Why can't one person make the bracha on the wine for all of them? So there are two reasons. One is, people are busy eating. You're not really concentrating what someone is saying. People are concentrating to swallow the food. Another reason is there's a concern that the person may choke when he's answering Amen. Well, if you're worried about him choking when you're answering Amen, why am I not worried about him choking when he makes the bracha? The answer is simple. Before I make the bracha on the wine, I make sure to swallow. And I'm ready to make the bracha. But if another person makes the bracha, and I'm schmoozing with my friend, all of a sudden I hear the bracha, and I go, Amen, and I'm in the middle of swallowing. But, la'achar ha'mazayin, if they serve the wine. And here too, achar ha'mazayin means the same thing it meant in the previous Mishnah. After the suda, but before birchas ha'mazayin. Then, echad mevarach lekulam, one of the group could say the bracha for everyone. Because if they're not busy eating, A, I don't have to worry that they're not focused on the bracha, and I don't have to worry that they're swallowing something, that they may choke when they answer Amen. Because at this point, generally, they're not eating. Now, they had a minig after they benched, they would bring in something called a mugmer. That was like a psamim that was burning on a pan, made you feel good after the suda, and you made a bracha on it, bari atzei besamim. So the Mishnah tells us a chiddush. V'hu, the one who said birchas ha'mazayin for the group, he also says the bracha on this mugmer that they pass around afterwards. You started the mitzvah, you led the group with birchas ha'mazayin, finish it off. Afterly, even though, we only bring it after birchas ha'mazayin. So this psalm has nothing to do with the birchas ha'mazayin. It's not part of the suda. But still, says the batanun, it comes right after benching, so we say to the person who benched, you have this mitzvah as well. So, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. In order for one person to be moitzi someone else, to say the bracha, and everyone else just listens to the bracha, whether it's the bracha before eating or birchas ha'mazayin, either they're sitting together mamish as a group, they're doing haseba, they're leaning, like reclining, or someone said, come, let's go eat in that place. But stam is like people just sitting, and they happen to be sitting together, each one makes a bracha on his own. Even if they're a group, if wine is brought during the mazayin, when they're mamash in the middle of the main part of the suda, everyone should make a bracha on their own. We're scared of two things. One is people are busy swallowing. They're not going to focus or concentrate on the person making the bracha, and the other is he just may make the bracha and they're in the middle of swallowing, they're going to answer Amen Chas V'Shalom as they're swallowing or they could choke. But if the wine is brought li'achar hamazon, and that again means before Birchas Hamazon, but after they finished like the main part of the Suda, then one person could make the bracha for everyone else. After Birchas Hamazon, they passed around the kind of a burning psamim, which you make a bari min psamim on. And even though it's after Birchas Hamazon, we still say that the one who benched gets to make the bracha for everyone else on the mugmer, on this psamim as well.